Hello, this is Justin Coleman, and welcome to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. This is day 11 of 30 for 30-day affiliate action. Thank you for joining me again. I know I had to take a couple days break. We had COVID, and we're just trying to recover from that. So now everything's on the up and up. We were able to enjoy Mother's Day, and now we're back with you. And on to part two. So, as I said in the last episode, this is where things start to get really exciting. So, hopefully you have everything from part one done. You were able to use the couple days between the last episode and this episode to catch up on anything that you were missing out on. And with the last episode, hopefully now you have a better understanding of how to get people to know, like, and trust you as a trusted resource for whatever niche you're promoting affiliate offers in. Today we're going to discuss the importance of setting up your own home base, so something to call your own, something that's untouched by other platforms, namely your own website, your own email list. So a quick story, there was an affiliate marketer named Jonathan Montoya, and I followed him a little bit. He rose really fast in popularity. He was a ClickFunnels Dream Car winner within, I think it was a little over a year of when he started, and he was active in the ClickFunnels Facebook group. He was just killing it. And he had this huge following on TikTok. It was something like 119,000 followers that he was doing basically voiceless videos. It would just be like him looking at the camera or doing something on the computer, and he put text overlay, and they got a ton of hits. And like I said, he got a lot of people to sign up for ClickFunnels, and he won that award, which is signing 100 people up for ClickFunnels. So he did really good really fast, and then all of a sudden his TikTok account got banned. He didn't have a website that I know of, like a strong home base website. He didn't, I don't know if he had an email list, he may have, but his following dropped massively overnight because TikTok decided to ban his account over some little quirk. Now, my account's been put on suspension before. It's not that hard to make their censors mad, so I don't think he did anything major, and that's how it happens. Like, you don't do much, and you get banned on these platforms that you spend all this time building your audience. I haven't heard from Jonathan since, like, last October, I think, was, like, his last post on his new TikTok account. He quickly grew his following again to 20,000 or so, which is more than I've ever done on TikTok. But, I mean, I hope he's doing really well. So just because I haven't heard of him doesn't mean his head's not down and he's not, you know, rebuilding or building something cool. But I hope to hear from him again soon and have him back in the game, because, you know, it's fun to see people succeed in their niche and succeed in what they're doing, and kind of, you know, if you need to or want to, you can model what they're doing and use it in your own niche. But hopefully we hear from him again soon. But my point is that any of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever platform you're building or you think you're building your audience on, we're not in control of that. They're going to, not necessarily going to, but they can ban you. So the important thing is that we build this home base, this website. You need to build your email list. If you have a list of emails that is essentially an Excel document or a Google Sheet that has emails on it that you can use to upload into any email marketing software, and you have your list and you're ready to go to continue to reach out to people. You own your website, you own your email list, you don't own the platform that you're building your audience on. Your email list can't be taken from you. It's your means of contact with people. As Russell Brunson says, the money is in your email list. Companies buy other companies for their email list. So, like, when Facebook, this is Russell's example, but when Facebook bought Instagram, like, what was the point of that? Facebook had enough money, they could have recreated their own Instagram in like a week. I mean, it wouldn't have been any trouble to them. But they bought them for their user base, their email list of customers, their existing diehard fans that love the platform, love the brand. That's why they bought it. So the money is in the list. And in order to build our list, we build a website with our own domain. Even if you're not blogging, you want to have a website with your landing pages for your offers that explain your affiliate offers, put people in the right mindset to buy the affiliate offers, drive people from other platforms such as like TikTok and Facebook where you're getting engagement, but you ultimately want to drive them back to this website where we're converting them on the website to collect their email address. We want to offer something in exchange for their email address. So in this part, this second part of our affiliate action, we're going to get into creating some of these assets like our landing page, our home page, and our offer stack, our freebies that are going to get people to ultimately give us their email address in exchange for extra value. Eventually, maybe you can get to posting on your website if you're doing videos on like TikTok or a different platform. You can start doing blogs that kind of have your videos embedded in them on your website. A website with a lot of content is a powerhouse asset for sure, because if you get ranked in Google, you get free organic traffic, and free traffic is the best because you don't have to pay for it. I mean, sometimes you have to fight to keep it, but a lot of times once you get a lot of content on your website, you are build authority, so you're able to hold those positions a lot easier and grow your business exponentially as you hold those top positions because you provide value to people and Google sees that. So putting content on your website for content's sake, for gathering people and building an audience, doesn't need to start in the offset unless you're choosing blogging as your method. Even if you are choosing blogging, you could do blogging on like Medium or LinkedIn, so there are other ways to blog, but we don't have to start building content on the website immediately, but I think it's an end goal that we should be pursuing and thinking about as we go forward, because if we have a big strong website with a lot of authority, then you know we are basically unstoppable. We can't be taken down. We own the files that are on the website. We own the domain name. And as long as we have those, it doesn't matter if our web hosting goes down because we can move the files to another web host. It doesn't matter if our domain host goes down because the internet authority, the ICANN, knows who owns the domain. So you can take your domain hosting to another platform. It doesn't matter, but in my example story earlier, like if you lose your TikTok account, then you have to start from scratch, you have to start over, but you own the asset, you own your website, you own your domain, you own your email list. We want to be thinking about this constantly, thinking about building these three main assets, the content on our website, the authority of our domain, and the number of valid relevant emails on our email list. We want to be building these three things as we go forward. So your homework for today is to research hosting companies for your website. I'll be sure to put a link to SiteGround, who I recommend for hosting. I currently use 20i. They don't have free backups, but I needed a little bit more space. But SiteGround is perfect for people just starting out. They have a lot of cheaper plans, especially your first year is usually really cheap. So I'll be sure to put my affiliate link in the show notes for that. If you don't want to research hosting right now, be sure to stay tuned for episode 13 in a few days when we talk about funnel builders. It's another way that you can build your landing pages and your ways to get people's email for your free offer. I usually recommend you still have some kind of website because the funnel builder can work in conjunction with your website. It just makes it easier to build your sales funnels, which we will talk about later. But either stay tuned for episode 13 in Funnel Builders or get out there and start researching hosting companies that would be good to host your website. Again, welcome back. Thank you for accommodating me as I took a little sick leave. My plan was to get an episode out a day in the month of May. Now we're going to be going into June a little bit, but if you're still here and you're still listening, then that means you are dedicated and you're ready to continue to tackle this, and especially in the second part where we actually start building and implementing some of the things that we've been talking about. So a lot more exciting things to come. Make sure to join the community if you haven't at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Be sure to share and rate this podcast. And if you are ready to head over to the show notes and check out SiteGround or any further reading for this episode, be sure to head to mastersalesfunnels.com/57 for that further reading and the link to SiteGround. Tune in tomorrow as we discuss finding a name, the domain name, for our home base. Until then, earn extra, take control, help more, and let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. Thanks again for showing back up, and see you tomorrow.